Galnet News Digest, 2nd of May 3305. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, it was a trap and they stayed docked. Ambition overreached. Things can only get better. It was a trap and they stayed docked. Can an interstellar research vessel, the Gnosis, today entered uncharted territory with a massive jump to previously inaccessible star HIP-4099. The reason HIP-4099 has been inaccessible is because of its distance from any other stars. All the best minds of canon were aboard the Gnosis as it jumped. Now they woke up to find themselves trapped in HIP-4099. Until the Gnosis jumps back again next week. Only, it won't. The whole exercise has been an elaborate trap by second-rate scientists who've been getting increasingly fed up at being upstaged by canon's finest minds. Whenever there's something new to find, something to analyse or decode, it's canon's finest who do the finding, analysing and decoding. Well, not anymore. The Gnosis's thrusters have been sabotaged. Together with its precious cargo of fine minds, it has made its last jump and is forever stranded in HIP-4099. See how you like that, finest minds? Now the rest of us will be able to be the first to solve all those riddles, puzzles and mysteries just a little bit slower than they would have been by the sadly absent finest minds. HIP-4099, its two landable planets and its seven non-landable planets are going to get scienced to death. Ambition overreached. Meanwhile, at the other end of the galaxy, Commander Leandri is coming to terms with being a hermit. Having successfully reached Beagle Point, the destination of the Distant Worlds 2 expedition, the commander decided to plough on through the ever-thinning stars at the galactic rim to reach the furthest possible star, Semetus Beacon. Unfortunately, in his eagerness, the plucky commander neglected to fill up with jumponium materials at Beagle Point, and now finds himself stranded in the Maya Tha UO-Z D13-0 system, with no germanium and no means of obtaining germanium, in a ship with a jump range a little less than 50 light years, and the next nearest star is 50.31 light years away. So near, and yet so far. Commander Leandri has been driving forlornly around the one landable planet in his new home system, looking for germanium. The geological survey says there is no germanium, but Commander Leandri has not given up hope. Fellow commanders have been dropping by to say hello and to commiserate with the stranded commander as they pass through the system, but with no means of sharing jumponium materials, they're unable to help, other than to replenish his dwindling stock of Weetabix. His only hope of rescue is if the Gnosis megaship jumps into the system to carry him to safety. But that's not going to happen now, is it? Things can only get better. A number of improvements have been observed in the galaxy this week, but improvements can still be made. Some of the changes have been well publicised. The drag munitions effect no longer prevents the victim from boosting, which means that permaboost remains a problem, making naturally manoeuvrable ships less effective against heavier ships. Module priorities are no longer reset, and the shield generator no longer turns itself back on every time you jump to a new system. The control key along the bottom of the galaxy map now has a shaded background to make it readable, however. It is still impossible to read the gravity of a planet from the Anaconda's cockpit HUD. It has been confirmed that cockpit canopies are not weaker than previously. Their integrity number is halved, but they take exactly the same amount of punishment before they break. Tiana Fortune has announced that the engineering works on her large and medium landing pads is now complete, and Fortune's loss in Achenar is once again open for business to commanders in ships larger than a Sidewinder. And following a bit of nastiness at Beagle Point last week, commanders whose permission to fly in a private group has been revoked will now experience an immediate full system reboot if they're currently flying in that group. And good riddance. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news, so you don't have to.